I'm Bill Anderson, and it's my pleasure to welcome a very special guest to our studios in Collingwood at 102.9 FM. Jeff Shearer is the general manager of 102.9 FM, but what we're going to talk about today, Jeff, is your role as the founding publisher of On the Bay magazine, and a new issue has just gone out. And when we say gone out, what do you mean by that? Do you put it on newsstands? Do you deliver it? What's the story?
Good question. The magazine, Bill, is distributed to about 15,000 homes by Canada Post. But in addition to that, it also goes out. It also goes to the ski clubs up here. It goes to a number of developers. It goes to the libraries. It goes to a number of places where it can be picked up in case we weren't able to get it to your home. In total, sort of over 22,000 copies are going out in what we call Southern Georgian Bay.
And it will be read by about 50,000 or 60,000 people.
Yeah, so a sort of a minimum of 50,000 people. And I think in a good issue where it's handed around outside of the household, there it might be 100,000.
But even within the household, you got two or three or four people.
Absolutely.
Now, the history, for those who aren't aware at all of On the Bay magazine, it started, Jeff was the founder and the publisher and still is today. 2004 is when you begin. And you do four issues, winter, spring, summer, fall.
That's correct.
And it's distributed as you described. Now, there's also an online version. And this particular issue deals with a feature that you have done before, I think 10 or 11 times, Grassroots Heroes. What's that story?
Well, it's something that we began over a decade ago, and it was to celebrate the people that put into the community, who give to the community, who are not being paid to do it. They're not politicians. They're not people who work, in fact, for companies or work for the institutions up here. These are complete volunteers who work for the community, and we choose them once a year, and then we celebrate them in the winter issue of On the Bay.
How do you find these folks?
Interesting, when we first started, we had to talk to everybody. We looked for reader mail. We talked to friends and neighbors, and we kind of had to build it ourselves. This is Janet Lees, our editor, and myself. But now we do use it for Facebook is our source. So when we go on Facebook and we ask for nominations, that's where probably 80% of the nominations come off our Facebook post. We have over 2,000 followers to On the Bay, and we get lots of really good recommendations.
Well, last time around when you did Grassroots Heroes, it was individuals. This time it's groups.
That's correct. We've only done groups twice in our history, and we do it when it looks like we've had nominations for as many groups as for individuals. And when we do that, it's more complicated. We've got to get everybody together for a photograph. So we actually, in the six groups that are featured in the magazine, there are over 70 people that are grassroots heroes from our point of view and are photographed and are written about by our editor and then featured in the magazine.
Now, we don't have time to talk about all of them, but if you can give us just a sort of a general description of the types of projects that these groups, these grassroots heroes, are involved in.
Well, very wide range. A lot of them in the arts and culture arena. The Georgian Bay Symphony Orchestra. But also in the social field, in Home Horizons, who help people settle into, who don't have homes and need help. So we go to all the different kinds of organizations. Beaver Valley Outreach, which is an amazing organization out of Thornbury that's been going for like 40 years, and they help people in their community. So it's a wide range. And the key to it is that they do it willingly and without pay, and we want to celebrate them.
Pet health is another of the issues over and above Grassroots Heroes, one of the features in this issue that's not really distributed. This is kind of a sneak preview of what's to come. Talk about that particular feature.
Well, our pet story is really about pet health, and we're crazy up here in terms of animals. We all have at least one. And many of us more than one. And when you walk down the street in Collingwood or in Thornbury or Creemore, you will see more dogs and cats than you can shake a stick at. and you don't want to shake a stick at.
Not indeed.
No, you don't. And so this piece is really about all of the new ways that we keep our pets healthy. And you wouldn't believe that the things that we think about for ourselves, like orthopedic surgery, are happening for our animals when they have a hip problem, which big dogs have. So there's so many new ways that we help our pets. And we interview all the top vets up here and talk about what they're doing for their customers.
Well, anybody with teeth needs or could need periodontal care. That's another thing I saw in my advanced preview of the article about pet health. Heritage Revival and Ski Patrol, other features in this new winter issue of On the Bay magazine. Now, the Ski Patrol, pretty obvious for this neighborhood.
Yeah, it really is. But the Ski Patrollers, for those who are listening to us who are skiers, you all recognize their red jackets with their big white cross. And you know that those people are there to help you. You maybe didn't know that they're not paid and that they get to ski free.
That's being paid.
But yeah, that's right.
It's a reward.
Yeah,
but I know what you're saying. It's something that they give up a lot of their time and training.
So, you know, two of our people in our story are some of the top realtors up here. And yet what they do on the weekend is get out there on the hill and help people. And so it's a story about the roles that ski patrollers play and the discipline that they have to have, the first aid training that they need. They have extensive training that allows them to deal with maybe a very serious injury in the middle of a hill where there are no ambulances. They have to bring them down on a sled. And that's a tricky job. They have one person in the back, one person in the front, and down they go.
But is there a St. Bernard with a keg around his neck?
That would be so helpful, even if you don't have an accident.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. The Heritage Revival feature I referred to is about a pioneer homestead, preserved and updated. Great photos, great story. There are columns like the Bee's Knees about Meaford-based Sunnyside Honey. The Thornbury artist Ivan Papazovanch is profiled, and The Case for Civility by the author and humorist Dan Needles. I wish we had more time, Jeff, but anybody who is not being delivered at their home in this southern Georgian Bay area a copy of the winter issue of On the Bay, what's the best thing for them to do? Online?
Well, if you live in Meaford, go to the Value Mart, which is the favorite food store there. If you're in Thornbury, you can go to the food store, the brand new food store there. Same as in Creemore, the main supermarket there has our magazine.
And what if I'm in Cobourg?
And if you're in Cobourg, you'd probably pick up a copy of Watershed Magazine, which is a sister magazine of On the Bay, unfortunately. But if you wanted to look at On the Bay, you can read the entire magazine on onthebaymagazine.com. You'll find it right there for everyone to read.
On the Bay Magazine, four times a year, the winter issue is about to be delivered. Or you can go online, as Jeff said, onthebaymagazine.com. Jeff Shearer is the founder and publisher of On the Bay Magazine. Thanks for your visit this weekend. I'm going to start reading.
Thank you, Bill.